Hey there! Did you know Kroger always gives you savings and rewards on top of our lower-than-low prices? And when you download the Kroger app, you'll enjoy over $500 in savings every week with digital coupons. And don't forget fuel points to help you save up to $1 per gallon at the pump. Want to save even more? With a Boost membership, you'll get double fuel points and free delivery. So shop and save big at Kroger today. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Savings may vary by state. Restrictions apply. See site for details.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM morning show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
Fox FM, more hits, more favorites. Good morning. Hopefully you're having a fantastic Thursday so far, as I didn't have to brush off my car nearly as much this morning.
I didn't have any snow on my vehicle and no frost, surprisingly, considering we dropped down to about minus 13 last night. So a little cooler out there.
Yeah, definitely. It definitely does feel like it. And I did shovel my deck yesterday for like the third consecutive day. It's getting frustrating. Like, you shovel it one day and then you have to go back out the next day and continuously shovel it again. But you have to do it each time it does snow, because if you don't, then you're going to be hauling a bunch of snow down the deck, and it's impossible to clean it when there's so much snow on the deck.
But are you surprised?
No, I'm not surprised. We live in the prairies. Like, we got to be ready for this type of stuff, right? We got to be prepared for when old man winter rolls in each and every year.
Here's more music. Avery and Reader are too busy elevator racing to the bottom of the building and back.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Give us a ring at any point this morning, 306-783-3699. Nominate someone for Random Acts of Kindness. The person you nominate has a chance at winning a $50 gift card from Subway. As each name that we collect throughout the day is going to be thrown into a draw, we'll be pulling a name out later on in the 8 o'clock hour.
Yeah, three winners already, all from earlier this week, and we're looking for anybody, teacher, coworker, friend, partner, you name it, they can be nominated, and we're doing this for how long now?
Oh, this week and next week. So, plenty of time to nominate people. So be sure you get your nominations in for today, and you can continuously throw people's names in. You don't have to stop.
Reader's never met a pizza he didn't like, but his relationship with ham and pineapple is love-hate.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Good morning, it's Avery and Matt joining you here, and it is that time of year where we got to start shopping for Christmas. Of course, you got to shop for maybe grandkids, your own kids, siblings, parents, cousins, whoever you can think of. There is a lot of people that you got to check off that list sometimes.
Sometimes, yeah, or if you're from a smaller family like myself, it's not as bad on the wallet.
See, like in my family, we always end up drawing names like throughout the cousin group. So it's like, okay, if you draw their name, that's who you're buying for. And then all of a sudden, it's like you have to get the traditional gifts for the grandparents. You got to get the traditional gifts for the parents. And then same thing for the siblings. So, I mean, it kind of goes a little bit of everywhere. Yeah, it's just a weird time because you're like, ah, I got plenty of time to burn to get Christmas gifts. But in reality, you don't, because it's going to get here before you know it. You've got just over a month to get all your Christmas shopping done.
And before you know it, that month turns into a week, and then that week turns into Christmas Eve, and you're going, oh gosh, I still need to get this.
Exactly. So today we're wondering, where is your Christmas shopping update at? Are you not even started? Are you potentially done already? Let us know. Shoot us a text or call.
You can tell Reader really loves The Simpsons. Every time he drives through Duff, he gets thirsty.
Oh yeah!
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
And everyone kind of loves peanut butter in a way. I think there are a select few people who don't like peanut butter. Wow, you can tell it's an early morning for me. But there are people that like Reese's peanut butter cups, and those are always delicious.
Absolutely, a go-to snack right there.
And they actually revealed their largest peanut butter cup yet. It is a 9-inch diameter peanut butter cup that weighs 3.4 pounds. It's like a pie, basically. And this came out earlier on this week. They made 3,000 of these bad boys. They are gone. They are sold out. They were made for American Thanksgiving.
Next week.
Yeah. That is bonkers. I'm not surprised that they're sold out, but man, wouldn't that taste good? It's like a peanut butter pie. Like those homemade peanut butter pies that you can get, those are really delicious.
I get the feeling, though, you probably would have to take your time on those because those things can be really rich.
Man, you would probably be sick if you ate the whole thing in one sitting. I think that you would definitely feel it in the gut later on.
Now, here's my next question. Does it still have the wrapper on it?
Yeah, you got to wonder, hey?
The paper wrapper at the bottom.
Paper wrapper in the bottom.
CFGWFM.
In Esterhazy, we're more hits, more favorites.
Fox FM.
Roads definitely in a lot better condition as winter has come in with a roar, we'll say that. Came in like a lion, and hopefully it leaves like a lamb, because we always get that last snowfall at the end of the year. With all the snow that came down early on this winter, I hope that it does not come back to bite us in April. Like it always does.
Don't keep your fingers crossed too much, maybe?
Man, come on. We got winter conditions all across the area. Yesterday, road conditions were not ideal. A lot of people stayed home. Kids were not in school. But today's a different story, as Highway 16 is looking pretty good. So is Highway 10 from Yorkton to Melville. Can't forget about Highway 9 all the way from Kenora to Esterhazy looking just fine. And even Highway 8 from Kamsack to Churchbridge. And even Highway 1 going through Mooseman. It's looking just fine out there.
It's looking a lot better today than it was yesterday. I know up near Swan River, it's still a little rough with Highway 83 and Highway 10, but the further south you go towards Roblin, Dauphin, and then Highway 16, it gets a lot better along the way.
Just begging that it stays like this for a little while and we're not dealing with terrible road conditions for such a long time.
Well, forecast, doesn't look like there's going to be any precipitation over the next couple of days, which will give us a chance to dig ourselves out.
Fox FM Mornings with Avery and Reader. More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Good morning, it's Avery here on Fox FM. More hits, more favorites. And if you listened last week on Thursday, you would have heard, or no, it wasn't Thursday, sorry, it was Wednesday. Thursday is when the show aired. Wednesday, we interviewed the Degenhart family, which is initially from Good Soil, Saskatchewan. One of the family members, Joe Degenhart, is actually out of Esterhazy, and we talked with them on Wednesday and interviewed them about their Family Feud episode, which was airing on Remembrance Day, November 11th, and they ended up winning their first matchup on the 11th, and then it was Monday that they continued their matchups, won again, couldn't get the grand prize for the second consecutive time, tried making it third time's a charm on Tuesday, couldn't quite do it, as they won all three of their matchups, ended up claiming $2,600, just over that actually, so they were each able to pay for their own trip a little bit, heading to Toronto for the filming of the show, but congratulations to the Degenhart family on a good run in Family Feud, and we're actually going to be bringing them back on the show tomorrow. It's very exciting to have them back on, as I'll have a few of the family members hopping back on. Unfortunately, Evan won't be able to join us as he's got a little one to take care of. So, yeah, shout out to the Degenhart family. You can tune in tomorrow at 8 o'clock if you'd like to catch that interview.
Reader is double Avery's age. You could call Avery his Padawan.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
And throughout this week, seen a lot of Midway Movember posts on social media. People growing those wonderful stashes in support of mental health and certain types of cancers for men. And how's yours going, Matt?
It's more scruffy than anything else here. Good remember that I, or a reminder that I'm mostly blonde still, so it's not very noticeable from a visual standpoint, but it is there, and we've got a couple of different looks around the office. I know Benny's got his mustache going right now, so.
For sure. Will is one of the guys that stands out because he had a beard going and he shaved. That's the first time I'd ever seen him fully cleanly shaved. And yeah, it was a completely different type of person. Barely recognized the guy walking into the office. I'm growing mine. It's not very noticeable at all. I'm not a facial hair person. Can't grow it to save my life.
That's two of us right there.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.
And where's your Christmas shopping at? Maybe you've just started, maybe you're not even started, maybe you're already done, or maybe you're kind of just halfway through and you're still looking to get a few more items here and there.
Oh, you're wondering where I'm at?
Yeah, where are you at, Matt?
I'm on the one end of the spectrum where I haven't even started yet.
Same here. Guilty. Veronica said she's on that same side of the spectrum. She's out of Russell, and yeah, she's a little worried about the fact that she has not started yet. I mean, it's always fun to go Christmas shopping, yet there is a stress to it because you're thinking about what you can get for the girlfriend, the husband, the family member, whoever it is that you're shopping for, right? And it's just, wow, what does this person need? And it could all just be avoided if we simply ask them, but we always want to be that special person that knows that special person in our life and for some that well.
And for some people, then there's the one other question, is it under budget?
Yeah, exactly. Shoot us a text, 306-783-3699. Where are you at for Christmas shopping? Also, feel free to give us a call at that exact same number. We're playing Random Acts of Kindness this morning. You could give someone a $50 Subway gift card. Just call us, 306-783-3699, and nominate someone you think deserves a free lunch for the next couple days. Here's The Weeknd with Take My Breath on Fox FM. More hit.
Reader's trying to sharpen his cooking skills.
Oh, no.
He still sets off the smoke alarm when he makes toast.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
And what a W for the Melville Millionaires last night as the Kindersley Clippers were in town. Didn't allow a single goal.
No, a 2-0 shutout. Jared Thompson with his first career Saskatchewan Junior Hockey League shutout to boot. It was a good game all around for the Mills last night.
Yeah, no, I think it's exciting for the Mills to get another W, especially at home. I mean, it's been a long season, especially with that kind of delayed start, and then they finally get hockey back in Melville, so I know that fans are pretty jacked up about it.
And this could be the turning of the table for them as they're trying to get back into the playoff race. Big, big win on home ice.
CFGWFM, our meme has a cat singing to more hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
We are looking for you to nominate someone you think deserves a $50 Subway gift card. Maybe it's someone who was super nice to you yesterday at a store. Maybe it was someone who has helped you through a difficult time over the past couple years, days or weeks, or even months. And you could really nominate anyone you think deserves a $50 Subway gift card. And we're going to do a draw later on this morning to decide who will be getting that $50 gift card. Give us a call once again, 306-783-3699.
Fox FM's Avery LeBlanc. Prairie farm raised, but not so fresh.
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Ed Sheeran with Bad Habits here on Fox FM. More hits, more favorites. Joining us on air right now is Miranda. How you doing today, Miranda?
I'm fantastic. How are you guys?
Fantastic. You're calling in to nominate someone for the $50 Subway gift card?
You bet. I would love to nominate my partner's parents, Ted and Cindy Wardle. They've just been fantastic, helping us renovate and just always there for us when we need anything. And so I just wanted to kind of pay it forward and show them that, you know, that we care.
Yeah, of course, renovating ain't easy. Do you have kids that maybe they've been helping you with?
Our fur babies. So if we've had to travel anywhere, they've gone and taken care of all the animals on the farm. So, I mean, that's a huge thing for you know, retired parents or anything like that, you know, going and taking care of everybody.
Oh, definitely. And obviously, when you're trying to build up a life, it's very busy and parents can be there whenever you need them, right?
Absolutely. And I mean, even things like cars dying in Kenora, and you know, they're on their way. It doesn't matter what time of day. Like, they always answer the call.
Hope you set your alarm sooner so you can scrape your windows. Unlike Avery and Reader.
I live, but I never learn.
More hits, more favorites, Fox FM.
Fox FM, more hits, more favorites. That's Camila Cabello, who announced her breakup with Shawn Mendes yesterday, which was some hard-hitting news for the music industry, for sure. It's Avery and Matt joining you here. Hopefully you're having a great day. And today we're wondering, how's the Christmas shopping going? Is it going smooth? Have you started it yet? Or maybe you're behind like Matt and I are. We haven't even gone to a store yet to buy anything for anyone.
You know, it's interesting, though, because I'm looking at the comments on Facebook, and we've had a number of people who've already said that they're all wrapped and ready to go. They've crushed it. They're done and done. Like, there's a few people who are ahead of the game.
Yeah, man. There are people that just love to do this. I've heard of people wrapping it up by October. Like, they're all done, and They're just holding it in the closet for them to wrap up, to put the tree up and put it underneath, right? I know a few people probably have their trees up, and they've probably already wrapped the gifts, which I think is a little too tempting for youngsters, because their little hands, they can't control themselves sometimes.
Reader wanted to be a race car driver. Now he tries not to crash and burn when on the mic.
No, 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 no!
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Shoveled the deck again yesterday. Man, that is just annoying when you have to continuously go out every day and shovel the deck so then you're not dealing with an absurd amount of snow all at once.
But on the plus side, it's starting to relent here and we're starting to see a little better weather.
Yeah, for sure. Looking at a high minus 6 for today. A little bit of a wind out there. Mix of sun and clouds, so a little bit nicer. And then moving throughout the rest of the week, not too bad. But into the weekend, looking at a high of minus 13 by Sunday. That's a little cooler than what we've been seeing the last few days, hey?
But it's just for the single day, as it looks like there's just going to be the quick cold blast of hot, or of cold air, rather.
Hot air, we wish, hey?
And then back to Monday, back to minus 3.
Yeah, for sure. Well, it is winter. It's pretty good for this time of year, considering the conditions. And we're just really excited that Christmas is around the corner. I think everyone's just... That's how we put up with winter, is Christmas is almost here. That's how we mentally put up with it. On the way, we're going to be doing the draw for Random Acts of Kindness. Stick around. First year's Coldplay and BTS with My Universe.
Fox FM's Avery LeBlanc. He's dancing like no one's watching. Reader is watching and streaming it.
Why don't you take the hint and leave me alone?
More hits, more favorites. Fox FM.
Matt and I are ready to do this. Random Acts of Kindness draws. You can hear Matt shake the names. I think this is... Oh, no, they're falling out.
Put them back in. Put them back in.
Put them back in. I think there's a leak in the box at the bottom there. The folds of the box are not holding very well. Anyway, we're going to draw this name for a $50 Subway gift card, and we're going to see who ends up coming out. Ready, Matt?
Absolutely. There's a number in here today, too. All righty. Today, Ted and Cindy.
Ted and Cindy, congratulations to Ted and Cindy. Miranda made the call saying that they were her in-laws and that they've been a huge help over the last several years with renovations and watching the farm animals and just helping them when they're in need. Hey, Ted, this is Avery with Fox FM. How are you doing today?
Good.
Are you familiar with Miranda?
Yes, I am.
Yes. So she called in this morning and nominated you guys for Random Acts of Kindness. You guys won a $50 Subway gift card.
Oh, that's a good deal.
Yeah, it is. That'll get you how many sandwiches?
A couple, I guess.
Exactly. Miranda basically said that you guys help her out a ton, especially with farm animals when they're gone. And whenever a car needs a boost, you guys are happy to help them out.
That's not a problem at all with her.
For sure. So are you guys in Kenora?
No, we're in Priestville.
Oh, in Priestville. Okay. How are things out there?
It's a lot better today than it was yesterday.
Yes, I think that is a little bit of everywhere right now, hey?
Yeah.
Congratulations on the $50 gift card.
Great. Thanks a lot.
This podcast is brought to you by Haas Nissan in Yorkton. Hey, you with the AirPods. If you're looking for a new car, truck, or SUV, then Haas Nissan is the place to go. So while you're listening to the Fox FM Morning Show, eat your avocado toast and think about how you'd look in your sleek new ride.